This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. It's officially winter, though it's felt unofficially winter for a while, at least where Ms. Mosquiti and I live in the grassland near the banks of the Ojalote. It's probably the getting up early on cold, dark mornings that makes me think, winter. I don't mind getting up at dawn, but an hour and a half before dawn, so I can get to work at dawn, seems very unnatural to me. My body does not say, get up before dawn. My alarm does say that, but not my body. My body says, sleep till first light. And I agree with my body. But some mornings, you know, you got to get up at dark and go pay the bills. Anyway, it's winter and life is good. I got to spend some time, some days in a marvelous grassland, rocky slopes, rocky mesas, beautiful flat savannas, all covered in grasses, native grasses. It's a winter landscape that I can never seem to capture with my camera. I have a digital camera, SLR type, but sometimes I miss my old 35mm Nikomat. I still have that camera, over 40 years old now, and it took great slides, but I switched to digital. Anywho, digital or 35mm, I wonder sometimes if the landscapes I love would be better captured by painting. Yeah, watercolors, I'm thinking. Though, that said, I know nothing about painting, so. After grasses grow, after they grow and mature and set seed, they start to go dormant, okay? These beautiful bunch grasses of southeastern Arizona. And the colors of stems change, and the different species have different fall-winter color. And the native bunch grasses of southeastern Arizona are too die for. Yeah, they are. And once you get to know shapes and colors of the grasses, you can look across a wild landscape and recognize the different stands. You know, a light yellow ocean of hairy grama and purple grama. Big splashes of red straw-colored tanglehead, erect tall grass. This is a beautiful erect tall grass. Seedhead is very cool. Twisted, wiry, entangled mess. The genus species of tanglehead is Heteropogon contortus. Hetero is a pogon's referring to a beard, the hairs, I think, and where the leaf attaches to the stem, the sheath. Contortus is referring to the twisted, wiry, entangled mess of a seed head. It's very sweet, beautiful colored plant. Other grasses that have similarly colored tall stems are cane beard grass and, little blue stem is cool. There's a lot of that cane beard grass around the Mosquiti homestead. And little blue stem I find a little higher up in elevation. Little blue stem, like the beard or cane, what is the name for that? Cane beard grass, beard cane grass, is the genus is Andropogon species. And little blue stem is Scoparius, and it used to be, I should say, because it's now Schizacrium scoparium. And the cane grass, too, has gone from Andropogon. I like that name, Andropogon. I am Andropogon. But now it's Bothriocloa. I think it's time we took a taxonomist and tortured them. Oh, dear. Okay, there's a genus, a bunch of cool grasses in this one genus. I love the genus Butalua. The genus is named for Spanish horticulturists, these two brothers, Claudio y Esteban Butalu. Isn't that cool? They were from the late 1700s into the mid-1800s. And my favorite grass, at least on those few days when I was in the grassland, was a grass called purple grama, Butalua radicosa, about a foot tall, spikes coming up from marvelous leafy clump, spikes that had seed on them on two sides, up and down that stem. And as this perennial grama ages, the curly base leaves take on a purple color. So pretty. It was unbelievable. I noticed anthills where there were piles of purple grama seed, yeah? But I was very polite and gathered my own seed, and I'm going to grow that beautiful Butalua radicosa purple grama. You bet I am. Oh, my gosh. You know, the native grasses are so beautiful, so much a part of wild landscapes of southeastern Arizona. The desert is beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti, and this has been Growing Native.